The famous famous Mishnah Brura that explains the difference between Purim and Chanukah. That Purim, the Gzeira, was against our bodies, and therefore we celebrate with our bodies, Mishnah V'Simcha. Chanukah, as was said before, was a Melchama against our soul. It was a Melchama against the Ruchnias of Klal Yisrael, the Torah and the Mitzvahs, and therefore we thank Hashem with Halal V'Hoidah, which is, the Bach says, it's Avodah Shebelev, it's things that are internally, things that are inside of us, and not with Mishnah V'Simcha. However, the Minig Yisrael is to have Chanukah Mesivas, the Minig Yisrael is to have parties on Simcha and to have Sudas. So the Paiskim were all bothered. Why Taka do we celebrate with our guf if that's not really the essence of the Yontif? The essence of the Yontif is to sing Al-Anisim and to say Al-Anisim in the davening and the benching and to say Halal. So why do we have Sudas all throughout Chanukah? Ad kedei kach that the Paiskim say that we're not really sure that the Sudas Bechlal are in place, and therefore you should say Divrei Torah, as we've heard such beautiful Divrei Torah, which make it that it's a Sudas Mitzvah, and you sing Shiris V'Sishpachos in order that it should be a Sudas Mitzvah, because it's unclear that it's a Sudas Mitzvah Bechlal, if not for that. However, I just wanted to point out that there are shitas that the Sudas on Chanukah is Taka Sudas Mitzvah. The Rambam says that the days of Chanukah are not just Yimei Halo V'Hoidah, he says they're Yimei Simcha V'Halo. We find this lashon of Simcha by Purim, Mishnah V'Simcha. Over here to say that it's a days of happiness, that is the Rambam's lashon over here, that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that these are considered Yimei Simcha, it has a din of a Yantif, where there's a din of Simcha. And the Marshal says, the place can bring this, that the Marshal says that in addition to Chanukah being days of Halal V'Hoidah, it's also days of Mishnah V'Simcha. And not like that Mishnah Brura, that the Marashal, the Mishnah Brura is bringing it from some other Paiskim, but the Marashal says that there is an Inyan, just like the Minig Yisrael, to have Sudas on Chanukah and Mesivas on Chanukah, and to celebrate with our guf as well. It's not so well known, but there is a Mishnah Brura that seems to indicate the same thing. The last Mishnah Brura in Chelek Hay, it's in Hilchas Yontif, it's not in Hilchas Chanukah, but in Hilchas Yontif, the Mishnah Brura says, in Simen Tav Kuf Chav Tes, at the very end of Chelek Hay, the Mishnah Brura says that somebody is not allowed to fast on Yontif or Shabbos or on Chanukah. So he says, Yesha Kostet, that if a person fasts on certain days, Tzarech Liyo Yitzkul Hashem, Dainu Luma, Reilam Ratfil Tzishbachos, just one second, we'll see. Oh, here it is in Sivkat and Chav. He says like this, that all the days of the year, if a person doesn't want to eat basar v'yayin, eat meat and drink wine, he could do that, except for Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos or Yontif. And he says, V'kein Chanukah u'purim chayav lechol basar v'lishtes yayin. Mishnah Brura says that on Chanukah you're supposed to eat meat. You're supposed to go to the deli or however else you get meat and drink wine within reason. That to have basar v'yayin, to have mamish a suda, mamish a sudas mitzvah, just like you find on Chol HaMoed, on a Yontif where there's a din of simcha, the same thing on Chanukah as well. So the question is, Taka, why was, if the Muhammad was against Limud HaTorah, Lashkicham Torah Secha, Lavir Mechukir Tzenecha, so why is the proper reaction to that to eat with our guf and to have Yimei Simcha, Mishta V'Simcha? On Purim, the Takana was against our guf, so we celebrate with the guf. On Chanukah, the Takana was against our Ruchnias, so we should celebrate with the Ruchnias, like the other Shita is. But what's Pshat, according to the Marshal and the Rambam, other Paiskim as well, that there is a din of Mishta V'Simcha on Chanukah as well. And one thing that I saw was that some say that the din of Mishta V'Simcha makes it like a Yontif because there was the days of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. That was the day where all the things for the Mishkan were ready. It only got set up practically on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They waited till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but really everything was set to go on Chaf Hei Kislev. And because of that, we have Chanukah, not just for the Nes of Chanukah, but also because of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, which was in the times of the Mishkan. And therefore, because of that, it's a din of a yantif, and that's a yantif just like any other yantif that we have, which is Mishta V'Simcha. But what I wanted to suggest, a different mahalach, not because of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, but possibly within the theme of Chanukah as well. As Heshi mentioned before, and Binyamin as well, the Melchama, that the Yevanim, what they wanted to do against us was to take away our light, was to take away our Limud Torah. As we say, in Al-Anisim, La-Hashkicham Torah Secha, right? They wanted to get us away from learning Torah. They told us we can't learn Torah. La-Avira Mechukei Ritzenecha, all the mitzvahs that we do, they wanted to take away from us. So I think when we have a Nitzachin against that, it's very appropriate to celebrate in ways that make us happy. not just to thank Hashem, lahalul lahoides, but also to have actually yemei simcha. And the way Ma'ariv simcha is with basar v'yayin. Why is that? Because when the Goyim wanted to make us stop learning Torah, in essence what they wanted to do was take away our simcha. The simcha that a yid gets, the happiness and the satisfaction that a yid gets, is when he learns Torah. As it says, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim, what's the end of the Pasuk? Mesamchei Leiv. The Torah is Mesameach Leiv. You're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Even if you think, oh, Tisha B'Av, I don't have to learn, finally. But Tisha B'Av is also to learn because it gives you Simcha. And if a person is not holding the Madrega where learning gets him Simcha, that just means that he has more Madregas to Shteig, because the Torah tells us that learning is a Simcha. The Metzias is that when a person understands something, understands the MS in learning, you get like a Geshmak, a good chat, so that gives a person Simcha. And the mitzvah itself, tachas Hashem yavatas Hashem alekecha v'simcha v'tuv leivav. If people don't do mitzvahs b'simcha, that chas v'shalom deserves the toichacha. But the correct way to do mitzvahs is to do it happy. And if you're not happy doing a mitzvah, learn the halachas about a mitzvah, learn the machshava behind it. But you have to get yourself totally involved in the mitzvah in a way that brings you simcha, because the proper way to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs is b'simcha. So I think if the Yevanim wanted to get rid of our Torah, it's not just a ruchniistic way that we react to it and thank Hashem, and thank Hashem in our hearts, in our brain, lahalo lulahoydes. We actually take our guf and use any way possible to make it besimcha. We take eating basar and drinking yayin in order to give us simcha, because the melchama that we won was restoring our simcha. The Goyim wanted to take away our simcha of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and now we had a victory against that, and we were able to remain satisfied and fulfilled yidden as we know today. And I just want to take this opportunity on Chanukah to be mechazik, not just the Olam, but myself as well. And really everybody here I see as a chabura, the Olam is steiging so nicely. Everybody knows that there's ups and downs during this man, especially a winter man. No one's expecting anyone to be malachim. But v'derech chal, if you look back at this man, the first few blad of Nadarim that we did in the first Seder, and the other blad that you did second Seder, and halachas Nadarim that you had, or Chumash, you've covered a chunk this man, and you really made a nice kinyan in the learning, and I've witnessed it myself. You can't tell me not that way, even if you feel like you could have done more and you're not holding where you could be. But the Olam is really steiging so nicely, and it's something that we have to be besimcha with. Not just besimcha at the time that we're learning, but besimcha looking back. It says, Leiv Chacham Liyamin. The Leiv Chacham is to his right, and the Leiv Ksil, the Leiv of a fool, is to his left. So I heard once a pshat that it means a leiv ksil, a foolish person, looks always to the left of the mesechta, all the blad he didn't do. He says, I have so much to do. I only did a tenth of the mesechta, a fifth of the mesechta. But the leiv chacham liyamin, you turn to those few blad on the right side, and you say, oh, look how much I did. I'm already becoming a ben tyra, I'm getting a kinyan in the first parak and a darim. You look to your yamin, yeah, you have to look to the left also. But the chacham, make sure to look to his right, not to forget what he does. A person has to realize that the simcha of learning is not the first step of the learning. You have to put yourself to it, try to get siddharim in things that you like. Don't make extra siddharim in things that are hard for you to learn. Make extra siddharim in things you enjoy, in Navi, in Halacha, in Mishnah Berurah, whatever you like, in a later parak in the darim to try to make a siyam in Rosh Hashanah, or any mesechta that you like. You try to get something that you like, which is also learning, and then you join with Hashem's commandment for you to learn, and your simcha in doing it joins forces, and you're able to learn in a way that gives you a sipuk, in a way that gives you a happiness. And I just want to give the Olam my small bracha, that just like we were able to learn the beginning of this man, and to learn besimcha, that the Olam is into it, and the Olam has made me besimcha, the Olam keeps me on my toes, as it says, mitamida yoisa mikulam, everyone asks good questions, and really is enhances the avira of learning, the atmosphere of learning in the Beis Medrash. As we know, we won't get into what percentage of the Beis Medrash sitting and learning at each time is from this year, but it's sometimes more than the numbers in the whole yeshiva should indicate. The Olam here at Baruch Hashem is from the Masmidim of the yeshiva, and the Olam should go Mechayel El Chayel, that really we should take the learning and feel good about it. We should look to the Yamin of the Zman, to the part of the Zman that has passed, and take that and give us Simcha, and it should be Mechazik us to go to the rest of the Zman, the small, the remaining part of the Zman, in order that we should be able to look back at the end of the Zman, to look Leiv Chacham Liyamin, to look back at the entire Zman, and it will bring us a Simcha. And the Chanukah should not be Chas V'Shalom a break that's going to make it so hard to be like a Bein HaZmanim, that you come back, you have to like start all over again. Fakert, it should be a good time of rest and relaxation for you over an extended weekend, and then you come back with a Bren for the remainder of the winter Zman. You have about half of the winter Zman left, where we can make more Kinyanim in learning, and more Simcha in learning, and the Olam should continue steiging to the best of their abilities.